East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
The National Teachers Union believes some KZN public schools are not ready for the start of the new academic year. It says many schools in several districts have not received textbooks or stationery, while some of the infrastructure damaged by last year's floods and storms has still not been repaired. The union's Mabija Matemba says some schools will not be able to start the classes next week.
Schools that are Section 21, those schools, they do it procurement by themselves. And the allocations, that is the funds that are supposed to be transmitted to the school's bank account by last year, have not been transmitted. As a result, the procurement for stationery and textbooks has not been done. How are we going to reopen schools next week?
KZN Education has acknowledged the delivery of stationery may cause minor delays at some schools, but spokesperson Muzima Hlambi says the department is adamant learning will start immediately.
Otherwise, the majority of the schools throughout the province are ready to start with the first period of the academic year.
The energy regulator is inviting public comment on a proposed tariff hike that would see Eskom recovering 76 billion rand following NERSA's blunder. The new round of consultations comes after the regulator last year admitted to a massive calculation error relating to the valuation of Eskom's hardware and profit allocation. NERSA now wants consumers to foot the bill for this shortfall, which could see a 10% increase in electricity costs. The regulator has been widely criticized, with energy analysts saying it should be taken to task on the issue. The deadline for public comment is the 21st of January. The rand has stabilized at a three-year high to the US dollar. That's according to Azza Jameen, the director and chief economist at Econometrics. Dr. Jameen says the South African currency has also risen to its best level against the likes of the euro and the pound in about a year.
The currency has actually been rising on a broad front, not only because the dollar has weakened. The weakening of the dollar through the course of 2025 was undoubtedly one very important reason why the rand-dollar exchange rate appreciated so much. But in recent months, the rand has gained in its own right against all other currencies.
And Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian has ordered security forces not to crack down on economic protests. He's drawn a distinction between peaceful demonstrators and armed rioters in a video message. It's the 11th day of a wave of demonstrations in Iranian cities against economic hardship triggered by price rises and currency collapse. Iranian media outlets have reported 13 deaths, including members of the security forces and a police officer. But the Norway-based NGO Iran Human Rights has put forward a higher figure, saying security forces have killed at least 27 protesters. The top story, the National Teachers Union believes some KZN public schools are not ready for the start of the new academic year. Find the latest news at dcr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.